Today's daf is Makis daf Yud Beis, and we are at the beginning of the Gemara, right after the Mishnah, on daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Again, we're learning the sugyas of Perek Eloi Nagoylin, the sugyas of Eretzech B'Shoigig, who had to go to Golos. How long did he have to go to Golos? Ad Mois Kohen Gadol, until the Kohen Gadol died. We saw what the exact definition of Kohen Gadol is in the Mishnah on daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Additionally, en route to the Ir Miklat, as the Ritzeach is running, the Goyal Hadam, quote unquote, has a right, maybe has a mitzvah, or maybe he's not allowed to do it, but the bottom line is, we'll see more about that in today's daf, there was this possibility that the Goyal Hadam was going to kill him, but once he was in the Ir Miklat, he was in a sanctuary, now he's in a safe place. At this point, the Goyal Hadam is going to be off limits. Either way, so the Mishnah said the Halacha, that Misha Nigmar Dinoi Meis Kohen Gadol Hareza in a Goyla, that if the Kohen Gadol died after the Gemar did, after it was established that this person is a Ritzeach B'Shoigig, but before he went to Golos, the halach is he didn't go to Golos. And now that's not the classical case of Ad Mois Kohen Gadol. The classical case is where somebody killed somebody B'Shoigig, he went to Golos, and when he was in Golos, the Kohen Gadol died, so the halach is he leaves. In the Mishnah's first case, the Kohen Gadol died before the Ritzeach actually went to Golos. And said the Mishnah, Hareza in a Goyla. Zok the Gemar, my time. What's the reason for that? Someone that's already in Golos. When the Kohen Gadol dies, he leaves Golos. Someone that didn't go to Golos in Adin Shaloi Golos. So certainly, if the Kohen Gadol dies, he shouldn't go to Golos. If you're in Golos and the Kohen Gadol dies, you go out of Golos. Certainly, if the Kohen Gadol dies before you go to Golos, you shouldn't go to Golos. But the Gemara says, I think there's an obvious pircha on the Kal v'chomers, because Vidoma haide gola ichperle, haide loy gola loy. The whole idea of Golos is kapara, like the Gemara said on Daf Beis Amud Beis, when it was discussing Kasha Zaman for Golos. Golos is supposed to be a mechaper. So says the Gemara, maybe somebody that already went to Golos, he got the kapara of Golos. So even if the Kohen Gadol dies a short time afterwards, the bottom line is he left his family, he went to Golos, that was his kapara. So now that the Kohen Gadol dies, he can go back home. But somebody that never went to Golos, he never got kapara. So if he never got kapara, it doesn't make sense that the halacha should be a reze in a Golos. Says the Gemara, you know why you're asking that, Kasha? Because you don't properly understand the tifkeit of Ad Mois Kohen Gadol. When the Kohen Gadol dies, says the Gemara, Midi Golos ka mechapra, Misas Kohen the mechapra. Just like Golos is a mechapra, the Rishonim speak out, take a look at the bottom Tosfos, but Misas Kohen Gadol is also a mechapra. So that it's true, if the Kohen Gadol died before the person went to Golos, he never got the mechapra of Golos, but he got the mechapra of Misas Kohen Gadol. Bottom line is, he had kapara, thus you can make the Kal v'chomer Maduch, Mises Kohen Gadol can schlep you out of Golos. Certainly, it could prevent you from ever having to go. That is the source to the first halach in the Mishnah, that Mishen Nigmar Dinoi Meis Kohen Gadol Hareze Einoi Goyla. The reason is because of this Kal v'chomer. The next halach of the Mishnah was, Im Achlo Nigmar Dinoi Meis Kohen Gadol, if the Kohen Gadol dies before the Gmar Din, Uminu Achar Tachto, and then during the trial, they appointed another Kohen Gadol, Ula Achar Mike Nigmar Dinoi, and then there was a Gmar Din. It was established that this person is a Ritzeach B'Shoigig. Says the Mishnah, Chayze B'Misaser Shal Sheini. The halach is when this second Kohen Gadol dies, the Kohen Gadol that became Kohen Gadol during his trial, being that he was the Kohen Gadol at the time of the Gmar Din, it's his Misa that will allow this Ritzeach B'Shoigig to go out free. Says the Gemara, Minani Mili, Amrav Kahanad, Amakra, V'yoshav Bo, Ad Moisa Koyen Gadol, Asher Moshach Oisoi B'Shemen HaKodesh. That the Ritzeach B'Shoigig had to be in Golos until the Koyen Gadol dies. Which Koyen Gadol? The Koyen Gadol that he was Moshach, that he anointed. Was he the one that anointed the Kohen Gadol? Elo, what it means is Zeshe Nimshach B'Yamav, the Kohen Gadol that became Kohen Gadol B'Yamav. And in this context, what it means is after he was already a Reitzeach, so he was a Reitzeach, he killed, then this person became Kohen Gadol, as long as it happened before the Gemar Din. So that at the time of the Gemar Din, he had already been Kohen Gadol, then when he dies, he goes free. Says the Gemara, my have a leila mebad. What's the kasha that we said yesterday's daf. A very yisoidi gemara, that the reason the fate of the Ritzach B'shoigig is intertwined with the Kohen Gadol is because the Kohen Gadol actually bears some responsibility for this aver that took place. What should the Kohen Gadol have done? He should have davened to prevent the Ritzicha from happening. Takim Yonison says he should have davened in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But the point is, he should have davened. So Bishloima, the Kohen Gadol, that's Kohen Gadol at the time of the Ritzicha. So there's a taina. How come you didn't prevent this Ritzicha from taking place? But this person wasn't the Kohen Gadol at the time of the Ritzicha. He became Kohen Gadol during the trial. So at that point, the Ritzicha had already happened. See, he doesn't bear any responsibility for the original Ritzicha because he wasn't Kohen Gadol at the time. Now, during the trial, my havalei lemeba. No, even now there was something that he could have done. What he could have done was, he could have davened that the outcome of this Gemar Din should be l'schus, it should be in a way that this person will be off the hook. That was a tefillah, he should have been mespal, he didn't do that, and it's for that reason he is punished, because he does bear some of the responsibility of this Avera, and when he dies, the Ritzach B'shogeg is going to be let out free. We'll see a little bit more about that a little later. Amar Abaye, Naktinon, Nigmar Dine Umeis, if the Ritzach B'shogeg was established, the Ritzach B'shogeg, there was a Gemar Din, and then he dies, Moilichen es Atzmoisov L'shams, even though he's physically not alive anymore, but they would take his Atzmois, they would take his body, and they would bring it to the Ir Miklat, and they would bury him there. Dixiv Loshuv, Losheves Ba'oretz Atzmois HaKoyen, Vezo Yeshiva, Eretz Havim is a Kfuro. You see, there's a concept of the Ritzach B'shogeg having to live in the ground. How do you live in the ground? You live on the ground. You live in the ground, obviously we mean Kfuro, and that's this idea that even the corpse, even the dead body of the Ritzach himself, if he died after the Gemar Din, before he went to Galus, so the halacha is that they brought him to the Ir Miklatana, another halacha, Mace Koidim, Shemes Koin Gadol. Let's say the Ritzach B'shogeg is in Ir Miklat, and now the Ritzach B'shogeg dies. He dies before the Kohen Gadol dies. So obviously, they're going to bury him in the Ir Miklat. But what happens when afterwards the Kohen Gadol dies? So did they now take his body, remove it, and bring it wherever he wanted to be buried? Or once he's buried, did they leave him there forever? So it says, Abraiso, Meis Koidim Shemeis Kohen Gadol, and this is what you have to add. And then the Kohen Gadol dies. So Moilichen Atzmoisav Al Kivrei Avoisav, they would take his body out, bring it back to Kivrei Avoisav, Dechsev Yoshev HaReitzeach El Eretz Achuzasai, Ezeu Yeshiva Shi Be'eretz Achuzasai, Heve Oimezu Kfur, the same exact Loshen. Yoshev HaReitzeach, he's going to go back to the ground, that means he's dead already, he's living in the ground. Now they're going to remove him and they're going to bring him back to where he's supposed to go. Incidentally, the Vilna Goyen, the Bir Agron Shulchan Aruch, says that this is the makar that you're allowed to sometimes remove a body. So if a body was buried and now me'ezatam, okay, I am a poiskim, but for whatever reason they feel now, there's a good reason to move the body. Could you move it or not? Says the Goyen, I am makis taf yiralef on the biz. There's a makar in Talmud Yerushalmi, in Talmud Bavli, there's no mefurish of makar. The only makar that there is, it's this gemara right here, that just like they moved the Ritzach B'shoigig once he had already been buried, so you see that if there's a good reason, it's okay. Because if it was something that you weren't allowed to do, if it was something that was dead on arrival, right, untouchable, then they wouldn't be able to do it to the Ritzach B'shoigig either. So what you see in this gemara is that it's something that's technically, theoretically, hypothetically okay. So again, you'd have to have a good reason for it. But the Rambam brings in Shulchan Aruch that sometimes you could do it, and the Gra on that, Ramah says, I am Makis, Daf Yud Aleph on the base. Tana, another halacha, Nigmar Dinoi, V'nasikoye ben Gerusha ben Chalutza. What happens if there was a Ritzach B'shoigig? There was a Gemar Din, he goes to Ir Miklat, and then they find out that the Kohen Gadol is a ben Gerusha or ben Chalutza. Coming full circle here. Meaning, he's a cholo. They found out, two Eidim walked into Bezin, they said, Me'idin, Anu Bish, Pleni Shu, Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza. They weren't mazim, these two Eidim. So we know that this Kohen Gadol is now a Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza. What's the Shiloh? Do we look at it as if the Kohen Gadol died? And just like when the Kohen Gadol dies, the Ritzach B'shoigig leaves Galus. So maybe now when they find out that the Kohen Gadol was Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza, the Ritzach B'shoigig is going to leave Galus. Or no, Misa L'chud and Chala L'chud. If he dies, that's Admois Kohen Gadol. But if they only found out that he was Pasul, maybe you don't have that Allah. Chazok to Gemara, Pligi Bar Avami V'Rabbi Yisrael Kanav, V'chad Omar, Mesa Kuhuna, V'chad Omar, Batla Kuhuna. One man Omar says that him becoming a Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza is like he died. Because although he physically didn't die, but the kahuna died. And being that the kahuna died, that could be, is a kiyum in the pasuk of Yashabad Moisa Kayan Gadol, and for that reason he's going to be allowed. The Chadam, the other man says no. But lakuni, you know what happened over here? It was the Gloy Milsalam Afreya Shloihoya Kayan Gadol, that he was never a Kayan Gadol in the first place. So that's the Shaila. Do you say that once he's a Chalol, Igloy Milsalam Afreya, that he was never a Kayan, so that the whole thing was a toys? The bottom line is you don't have the idea of Admois Kayan Gadol. Oh no, we don't look at it as in a retroactive sense. But we say up until now, we viewed him as the Kayan Gadol. Mikan ve'elach, obviously, he can't be the Kayan Gadol. Why not? Because now he's a Chalol. So we look at it as if the Kahuna Gedayla died. Thus, there's a kiyum here of Yashaba Admois Kayan Gadol. Zok the Gemara, maybe we book the Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shulam Kamilchaki. L'chura, at first glance, you can argue that this Machloikis Amiram is really Machloikis Tanup. Time we're going to the Mishnah. If there was a Kayan Gadol or a Kayan that was doing the Avoidos, he's Al Gabi Mizbeach, he's about to do one of the Avoidos. V'noida. And then they found out, Shu Ben Garusha Oi Ben Chalut. He gets a memo. We just found out that you're a Chalol. You can't do the Avoid anymore. Rabbi Elazar says, Kol Kabanei Shehikri Psulim. All the Kabanas that he brought, they're all Pasul. Ret Lema Freya, Zavidere Shechita, and now the Kayan is standing there with the Mizrak that has the Dam, and he's about to do the Zrika. Stop. It's as if they would find out that it was Noiser or Tomei or Bigel. They just found out that the Kabbalah, the Halacha, that these Avoidas were done with the Kayan Pasul. The Avoidas were done with the Kayan Pasul. So, Kol Kabanei Shehikri Psulim. Rabbi Shua says it's okay. Machsha. So the Gemara, man, on my mace, at first glance, what's the machloikis? The machloikis is that when you find out that a koyin is a ben Gerusha ben Chalutza, do we say huver adov lemafreya, igloy milsa lemafreya, that he was never a kosher koyin? That seems to be Shita's Rebbe Eliezer. Therefore, kol karbonei sheikri psulin. Or do you say no? Do you say that what happened happened? It's only here too forward. We're going to treat him as a apostle. That seems to be Shita's Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Yeshua machsha. Rebbe Yeshua says the shchita kabbalah haylach argon. You can do this rika now. Even though it glory milsa that this person was a ben Gerusha ben Chalutza, it's not the way we look at it. It's a man dama mesek Rabbi Yeshua, man dama batlik Rabbi Elazar. It sounds like this machloikis Rav Ami and Rav Asi in Hilchis Golos is the same machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua in Hilchis Kachim. So the Gemara says it's not muchach. I'll leave it Rabbi Eliezer. True, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that holds kol karbonei shehikriv psulin kuliyam loy pligi. There's going to be no machlokes. What does that mean? Everybody's going to agree that when this kohen gadol dies, the Ritzach B'Shoigig is not going to leave Golos. Because Rebbe Eliezer is very clear. Rebbe Eliezer is clearly saying, Igloi Milsal Mafreya, that he was never a Kohen. If Igloi Milsal Mafreya was never a Kohen, then it doesn't make sense that when he dies, the Ritzach B'Shoigig should leave. So according to Rebbe Eliezer, Rav Ami and Rav Asi couldn't have argued. Meaning Rav Ami and Rav Asi definitely were not both going B'Shitas Rebbe Eliezer. Ki pligi, but it could be that they both held Aliba the Rabbi Yeshua. They both agreed with Rabbi Yeshua that Kol HaKorbanos Shehikriv Ksheirin, that Mikanu Lahaba, it's possible. But anything that happened is actually okay. Why then would there be a machloikis regarding Golos? Rabbi Yeshua says, whatever happened, happened. So maybe say the same thing here. He was a kosher Akoyan previously. It's only Mikanu Lahaba that he's not. So it should definitely be Mesa. So the Ritzach B'Shoigig should definitely go out. Says the Gemara, this was the Nekudas HaMachloikis between Rav Ami and Rav Asi. Mandam HaMesa, Mandam HaMesa says Mesa Rabbi Yeshua. He held like Rabbi Yeshua. Meaning the one that says that the Ritzach B'Shoigig is going to go out. We look at the Kohen becoming possible, like the Kohen dying. That is Shita's Rabbi Yeshua. Just like Rabbi Yeshua says, the Karbonus HaKosher, so too, he's going to go free. Mandam HaBatla, Adkan Lekam Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua only said his halacha over there. There's a special gzeres hakasav. It says Baruch Hashem Cheloi Ufoyo Yodav Tirtze Mechatz Masnayim Komov Umesanov Minyukumun. And we learn from there Baruch Hashem Cheloi Ufoyo Yodav Tirtze Afilu Chalolim Shabai. Even a cholol that does the avodah, sometimes it can be kosher. Now that's not true. A cholol that does the avodah is really possible. We mean someone that thought he was kosher, he did the avodah. Afterwards, we found out that he was possible. We don't say what you would think to say Igloi Milsa Mafreya that he was always possible. That's the chiddush of Poyel Hashem. Baruch Hashem Cheloi Upoil Yod of Tirtze, that sometimes even the Avoida of a Cholol is going to be kosher. Abulach, but over here, I feel Rabbi Yeshua Moida, even Rabbi Yeshua is going to be Moida. So we've spoken at a classic Meshachachma on this in the past, the income and koimoy laharich. So we have some raid, but let's just go a little bit weiter first. And then the Mishnah had said that Nigmar Dinoi Beloi Koyin Gadol, if there was a Gmar Din, and at the time of the Gemar Din, there was no Kohen Gadol. Or if somebody kills the Kohen Gadol, or if the Kohen Gadol himself kills, in the yoytze misham loyla. Then the Mishnah said, "Ve'ena yoytze loyla edus mitzvah, ve'loyla edus mamon, ve'loyla edus nefashos, ve'afilu yisrael tzrichim loy, ve'afilu sar tzva yisrael kiyayiv ben tzrich." So the Mishnah said that aritzech b'shoyik doesn't leave galus. It doesn't matter. You can have the best reason in the world. He can't leave galus. He can't even leave galus to say edus. Not edus mitzvah, not edus mamam, not edus nefashos. And even if it's the sar tzva, he's the chief of staff. The Jews are at war, and he is the five-star general that's supposed to lead the Jews into war. He's Kiyoyev ben Tzeruya, Shekol Yisrael Tzrichim Loy, still in the Yoytz Misham Loylam. Why was Yoyev mentioned over here in this Mishnah in the context of Ritzricha B'Shoigig? So that's the segue of the Gemara, and for that, we have to remind ourselves of a little bit of Nach that we discussed, believe it, that we discussed in Perek Chelek. That is that the pasuk says in Melach HaMalach, it's fine. Vayikrivu Yimei David Lavus. So David HaMalach is getting really, really old, and he's about to die. Vayitzav es Shloimo benoy leimar, and he tells his son Shloimo, Anoichi hoylich b'derech kol ha'aretz v'chazakta v'yisolish. It's time for you to be strong. It's time for you to become a man. You're going to be the next king because I'm about to die. And then he gives him instructions. V'shamartas mishmeres Hashem alaykecha. You should go in the ways of Hashem. Lo leches bidrachav. Lishmar chukosav mitzvoysav u'mishpatav ve'edvoysav. Kakosu b'teres moysho. L'man taskil es kol asher tase ves kol asher tifne sham. L'man yokim Hashem es dvorik. Because if you're going to do that, Hashem is going to be with you the same way that he was with me. Then he tells him, there's a few things, some unfinished business that I had during my lifetime that I ask you, my son, to take care of for me. And the first thing he tells him is, you know what Yoyev ben Tzeruya did. What he did to the two generals in Klal Yisrael. La'avner ben-er, who was Shaul HaMelech's chief of staff, v'la'amasa ben Yasser, v'yahargin, he killed both of them, v'yosan d'mei b'lchama b'sholim, v'yitain d'mei b'lchama b'chagoy rosoi. Bottom line is, he tells him, v'asisa k'choch masecha, my son Shloima, you're very wise, he was the wisest man to ever live, and I would like you to deal with Yoyev ben Tzeruya, do whatever needs to be done. Then he tells him what he wants him to do with the B'nai Barzilei, and he gives him other instructions, Shimi ben Geira, and of course the rest is history. Pasuk forwarding a little bit says, Vashmua bad Yoyev. Yoyev heard what David HaMelech had told his son Shloima, which meant that Shloima was now supposed to go and deal with Yoyev the way that David really had wanted to do during his lifetime. Ki Yoyev not achrei adin Yoyev, achrei avshalom leinata, vayonas Yoyev al oyel Hashem. So Yoyev needs to save his life because Shloima wants to kill him. So what does he do? He runs to the tent of Hashem, vayachzeik bekarnes amizbeach, and he grabs onto the karnos of the Mizbeach. He grabs onto the Mizbeach, thinking that that was going to save his life. Now, where did Yoyev get this idea that if you're Chayev Misa and you grab onto the Mizbeach, somehow that's going to save your life? So believe it or not, if you've never noticed this, it's a pasuk in the Torah. It's a pasuk you've heard 1,000 times. It's in Parashas Mishpatim. It's in the beginning of Parashas Mishpatim. It's before Sheni in Parashas Mishpatim. The pasuk says, V'chiyazi disharuyeyu l'harge ba'arma. If somebody goes up and he kills his friend, b'meizid ba'arma, me'im mizbechi tikochen olamos. Even if he's me'im mizbechi, doesn't matter. You take him out and you kill him. Say Chazal, me'im mizbechi, v'loy me'al mizbechi. Only if he's next to the Mizbeach. But if he's physically on the Mizbeach, you can't take him. You can't kill him. The Mizbeach is like an Eremiklot. It's like Ori Alevim. It protects the Reitzech, even though Reitzech b'meizid. So Yoyev hears that Shlomo HaMelech wants to kill him. So he runs. He goes, al mizbechi. That's what he's doing. He's hanging on. The pasuk says to the karnes on Mizbeach. And somehow that's going to save his life. L'maisa, there's this drawn out court case, as the Gemara described in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Tesem and Aleph. Yoyev is found guilty, and despite the fact that Yoyev is holding on to the karnes on his beach, Shloima HaMelech has Yoyev killed the way his father had instructed him to do. But the bottom line is, you want to know why we're talking about a Ritzeach that is in an Ir Miklot, and we're using the metaphor, we're using the mashal of Yoyev ben Tzeruya. It's because there was a real life story that happened with Yoyev ben Tzeruya. He wasn't in an Ir Miklot. He was holding on to the karnes on his beach per this pasuk over here, Parshas Mishpatim. But that's sort of the background to this Gemara. So the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yudamai Rab. When Yoav went and he grabbed onto the carnes of his back, shtei toyes toy Yoav b'yisusha. He made two mistakes. The Ksiva Yonos Yoav aloyel Lashem vayichazik b'karnes of his back. The pasuk we just read. The first mistake he made was she'ena kelot elagagoy v'hu tofas b'karnoisa. He made a mistake because the truth is it's only the gag. It's the roof. If you're on top of the mizbeach, me'im mizbechi, v'loy me'al mizbechli. You physically have to be on top of the mizbeach in order to be protected. V'hu tofas b'karnoisav. And he was just grabbing onto the karnois on mizbeach, but he wasn't physically on the mizbeach. I mean that he wasn't physically on the mizbeach, it was a mistake. The second mistake he made was, she'eni koilu tel mizbeach beis ha'ilomim. It's true the mizbeach has an ability to protect, but it's the mizbeach in beis ha'ilomim. V'hu tofas mizbeach shashili. He was in Shiloh at the time. Rashi says, was he really in Shiloh? So you have to know some rest of the story. But the bottom line is, he was in a Mishkan. It was before the Beis HaMikdash was built. Shlomo HaMelech was shortly thereafter going to build the Beis HaMikdash. But at that point, there was no Beis HaMikdash yet. So being that there was no Beis HaMikdash, this is all going down in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, you don't have the halacha of Me'im Mizbechi, V'loi Me'al Mizbechi. Abaya Omer, Abaya says, B'ha Nami Mitatosh. Yoav made a third mistake. She'ini Koyot El HaKoyim V'Avoyde B'yadoi V'huz Arhaya. It's true the Mizbech can protect. But you know what it protects? A Koyim. A Kohen that's doing the Avodah ala Mizbeach, that person is protected. A Kohen va'avodah b'yadai. But a Zar, a Fremda, punked, he's going to run on the Mizbeach. Just like a Reteach B'shoigig would, let's say, run to their Miklat. Of course, there's no such halach. Amar Reish Lakish said, on the note of somebody making three mistakes regarding his understanding of Ir Miklat, in this case, Yoav ben Tzeruya, Sholish Tois, Asit Sari Shol Roimi Litois. Sari Shol Roimi, one day, in the end of days, this is Perikhelik-esque Gemara, is going to also make three mistakes. The Chsiv, the Pasuk says, Mizeh ba me edoim, chamutz begodim mi batzra. Now, if you remember, Betzer was one of the Ari Miklat. It was in Chelkoi Shel Ruven. So, Batzra, sounds like, Betzer. That's what the Sarei Shel Edom is going to think as well. So in the end of days, when we're going to go, the Yidin v'olum ha'ishim b'harziyon lishpait ha'sareisav, he's going to run to an Ir Miklat to try to save his life. And he's going to run to Batzra. But says Reish Lakish, he's going to make three mistakes. Toyesh einu keletes elu Betzer, v'hu gadol l'Batzra. You got the wrong place. Toyesh einu keletes elu shoygeg. The Ir Miklat protects for a shaygeg, but who makes it? And Toyesh Eni Kaletas Ala Adam protects an Adam, but who malach? But being that he's a malach, he himself is not going to be protected. Amar Avavo, Ari Miklat Nit Bulukfura, you can't be buried in the Ir Miklat. The Chsiv, Umigr Sheyam Yu, Levehemtam, Ulurachushan, Ulachol Chayasam, Lechayim Nitnu Vale Lukfura. That pasuk is talking about the Levim who lived in the Ir Miklat. So they were supposed to live in the Ir Miklat, not die in the Ir Miklat. Mesei, Ar Mishnah, Shamma, we had it in the Gemara as well. Shamte Dirasoi, Shamte Misasoi, Shamte Kfura. Also, even had the halach, if somebody dies before he went to the Ir Miklat, they would bury him in the Ir Miklat. Talk to Gemara Ritzach, Shaini, the Golubi Krat. Now, the Ritzach is different. We're talking about the Ritzach. Yeah, of course, the Ritzach, they used to bury in the Ir Miklat. We're talking about the Levium. The Levium themselves, they weren't buried in the Ir Miklat. Keshem Sheho Ir Koilet, that's the Mishnah said. Kach Tchuma Koilet. So the city itself, the Ir Miklat and the Ariel Levium protected, and the Tchum of the city would protect as well. Frank the Gemara, I'll ask you a kasha. The Yashaba Bavaloi Bitchuma. It says clearly that he should live there. But Yashaba, Moiska and Gadol. He can't live in the Tchum. I'm Rabbi Le Kasha. Kan Likloit, Kan Lador. To live, he's not supposed to live. He can't pitch a tent in the tchum of the city. But at the same time, if he's in the tchum of the city, he's taking a spatzir, and the Goyal Adam wants to kill him, he's protected from the Goyal Adam. So the tchum is like the city in that he's protected from the Goyal Adam. The tchum is not like the city in that he's not allowed to live there. Faith to Gemara, Lader, it's Pashit, he's not allowed to live there. Typically, they know he's in Sada Migrish, Vlay Migrish Sada, Vlay Migrish here, Vlay Migrish. So we've seen this halacha many times learning together. It's an interesting halacha. The halacha is that the pasuk, it lays out exactly what the city that the Levium lived in was going to look like. So the Ari Miklat and the Ari Levium, they had to have specific landscaping, so much so, it was so precise, that the part of the city that was a migrash, that was open space, you couldn't turn into a field, and the part that was a field couldn't be a city, and the city couldn't be open space, meaning, this is the city, this is the tchum of the city, this is the sadeh of the city, this is the landscaping of the city. It's not just a hefkevel, so it's pashut, says the Gemara, that the Reitzech is not allowed to live in the tchum. Elamai, when we say, bavaloi b'tchuma, it probably means that he's not protected. Because to tell me that he's not allowed to live there, says the Gemara, typically, You have to follow these very strict guidelines anyways when it comes to Ari Miklan and Ari Alevim, which is whether it's Eich B'Shayyig is. Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes says, you're right, Lo Nitzrucho, Elo Lim Mechiles. You know I needed a pasuk above Le Betchuma? I know you're not allowed to turn a soda into an ear or a migrash into a soda, but I would have thought that maybe you could dig a tunnel underground in the area that's technically the tchum of the city, and let the Ritzach B'Shoigig live there. That I don't know he can't do from the Pasuk, Ein Uysen Soda, Migrish, Migrish, Soda, Migrish, Ir, Migrish, because that's all above ground, below ground, Mechatesi. So for that I have a new Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Bavaloi B'Tchuma, to teach me that even that is something you're not allowed to do. So let's learn a little bit more Gemara, and then we'll speak out the rate. Ritzach Sheyotza, Chutz Lidchot. So in the end of the Mishnah, we had a very lumdish machlokes. Mishnah discussed Ritzach Sheyotza Chutz Tchum. If the Ritzach leaves the Tchum, Umetzoy Goyel Adam, and the Goyel Adam meets him. Rabbi Yisai Aglili said, Mitzvah Biad Goyel Adam. The Adam is a mitzvah to kill him. Rishus Biad Kolot. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili, after Halt Cup holds, there's a mitzvah for the Goyel Adam to kill the Ritzach B'Shoigig. What about somebody else? Someone that's not the Goyel Adam? Rishos. If he wants to kill him, he can kill him. Big Kiddush. He doesn't have a mitzvah. So the Goyel Adam is obviously on a pedestal. His pedestal is, he has a mitzvah, Saseh Deiraisa, to go ahead and do it. Anyone else only has a Rishos. Rabbi Akiva says, Rishos Biad Goyel Adam. No way. Rabbi Akiva, Chassidus say to Rabbi Akiva, Goyel Adam has a mitzvah to kill. No such mitzvah to go kill. Bez Din has a mitzvah sometimes. Ubiyarta Rami Kirbech. But even that, Rabbi Akiva Lashitosso said that it would have never happened in his Bez Din. He would have always found a way to get out. So in that same vein, Chassidus say to Rabbi Akiva doesn't allow there to be a mitzvah for the Goyel Adam to go kill the Ritzach B'Shoigig. Rather, it's Rishus Biad Goyel Adam. The Goyel Adam has the right to do it. V'chol Adam and anybody else, he doesn't have a right. Which means if somebody else would go and kill the Ritzach B'Shoigig, Chayav and Olav, he would be chayav misa. Zokti gemar. Tana rabba, no merotzach, goyel adam es haritzeach. From that pasuk, we learn mitzvah biad goyel hadam. Ein goyel hadam, rishus biad kol adam. Div Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Akiva, emir rishus biad goyel adam, v'chol adam chayav anov. This was the machlokes Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva that we had in our mission. Zokti gemar, my time is Rabbi Yosi Aglili. What's the makar to Rabbi Yosi Aglili that holds that there's a mitzvah for the goyel adam to kill the ritzeach b'shoigig? Miksiv rotzach. Does it say if he did it? It says, Virotzach. It's not mentioning it in the past tense. It's mentioning it in a matter-of-fact way. It sounds like it's something that's okay. It sounds like it's something that he has a mitzvah to do. Rabbi Akiva counters, Miksiv Yirtzach. When the Torah wants you to do something, the Torah tells you. Here it doesn't say, go kill the Ritzach B'Shoigig. It says, he killed the Ritzach B'Shoigig. So it's an in-between Lashon. It doesn't mention it in the past tense as if it's something b'diyeva that happened. But there's also no positive, proactive commandment that says you have to have it. And for that reason, it's because of the ambiguity in the Pasuk that we have two opinions in the Tanam, a Machloikis, Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. So the bottom line, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, there's a mitzvah for the Goyel Adam to kill the Ritzach B'Shoigig. And according to Rabbi Akiva, at the very least, it's Rishus B'Yad Goyel Adam to kill the Ritzach B'Shoigig. If the Ritzach leaves the Tchum, so the Ritzach went to Ir Miklat. He left the Tchum. He didn't just leave the city. He left the Tchum. Umetzoy Goyel Adam. The Goyel Adam found him. V'horgoy, and he killed him. Neragolov. The Goyel Adam is chayiv misa for killing the Ritzach B'Shoigig. What does that mean? That means he doesn't have a mitzvah to do it, because if he had a mitzvah, he wouldn't be chayiv misa. And he doesn't even have a right to do it, because if it was Rishus, he wouldn't be chayiv misa. Zok to Gemara Kaman, like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, for like Rabbi Akiva. And it's a problem, because you know who said this? Marzutra Bar Tovi in the name of Rav. And even though Rav is a Tanu Upolik, it's always been the evidence to say Rav Tanu Upolik. So the Gemara is asking a kasha. How could Rav say that the Goyel Adam is not allowed to kill the Ritzach B'Shoigig? As a matter of fact, if he kills him, he's chayiv misa. As if to say the whole purpose of the Ir Miklat is just to protect you somehow. I don't know. But the point is that he's not allowed to kill you. It's Kineged Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and it's Kineged Rabbi Akiva. Zokti Gemara, it's true. It's Kineged those two Tana, but there's a third Tana. Who Dama Kai Tana? Time to the Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, it says in the Pasik, V'hoyu Lechem Ha'orim L'Miklat, Migoyel, so you can't kill the Ritzach ad omdei lefnei ha'edol ha'mishpat. What does that mean? Matam aloymar. So says Rabbi Eliezer. Vish and the pasuk says v'ratzach goyel adam asar Ritzach. Yochum yad. I would have thought immediately. Tam aloymar ad omdei lefnei ha'edol ha'mishpat. And the way some rishonim explain the Gemara is that what the pasuk is saying is that Yochel, I would have thought the goyel adam could kill the Ritzach Tamalam, he can't kill the Ritzayach. It's ad omdei lefnei eidel mishpat. Bezdin's actually going to prosecute him, and Bezdin is going to decide what to do with him. Now, Bezdin may hand him over to the Goel Adam. That's possible. We'll see about that on Sunday. But the point is that for now, what he's saying is, it's not just a hefkevelt, the Goel Adam is allowed to kill him. It's ad omdei lefnei eidel mishpat. Bezdin is the one that's going to oversee what happens over here. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Akiva, that hold, of course, the Goel Adam could kill him, maybe even as a mitzvah to kill him. Hay adam lefnei eidel mishpat. Doshibe, umibay lechidetanya, a whole different halach. Rabbi Akiva says, how do you know that if Bezdin was out on a field trip and they saw somebody kill somebody else, so you would think that they could just go ahead and kill that person? Extra words to teach me. You can never kill somebody unless he was omdei lefnei ha'eda. Meaning, in this case, they'd have to bring him into another bez. This, of course, touches on the sugya of Eid Nasadayin, sugya's in other places in Shas. Either way, so you have three shittas over here as it relates to what the Goel Adam can or cannot do. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglidi, he's one extreme. There's a mitzvah for the Goel Adam to kill the Ritzayach B'shoik. Rabbi Akiva holds Rishus, the third extreme, which was Rav. And it's also Shitas Rab Liezer in the Braisa. It's ad omdei lefnei eidel mishpat that the Goel Adam is not allowed to kill the Ritzayach B'shoigig. So much so, if he does kill the Ritzayach B'shoigig, Nerak, he himself, is going to be chayev misatan rabbanon im yotzo ha-Ritzayach. The Pasuk says that if the Ritzayach is going to leave, im yotzo yetzei. Ha-Ritzayach, in the Kudos. Im yotzo yetzei ha-Ritzayach. So the halacha is that the Goel Adam, it sounds like, could kill him. At least according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. Sach the Gemara, Eli Ela B'mezid. That's only true if he leaves B'mezid. B'shoigig minayin. Meaning there was a half a minute to think that if by mistake, which is the theme of the Ritzach B'shoigig, if B'shoigig, he leaves the Ir Miklat. He killed B'shoigig. He ran to Ir Miklat. And now B'shoigig, he left the Ir Miklat. Could the Goel Adam kill him, or can he not kill him? So says the Gemara, I would have thought only if he leaves B'mezid, the Goel Adam can kill him. How do you know that if he leaves B'shoigig, the Goel Adam is allowed to kill him as well? Talmud Leimar, it says in the Pasuk, Im Yotzoi Yetze Mikol Mokoyim, to teach me, Yotzoi B'mezid, or Yetze B'shoigig, even if he leaves B'shoigig, the Goel Adam is allowed to kill him. Faith the Gemara, V'tanya, we learned in the Braisa, B'mezid Nerag, B'shoigig Goela. There's a price of someone that says just the opposite, that we don't darshan yotzo yetze, but rather the halach is only if he leaves b'mezid, could the Goel Adam kill him, but if he kills him b'shoigig, he can't. The whole basis to say afilu b'shoigig is this double lashon, yotzo yetze. But there is a mandamer in Shas, comes up in many places in Shas, that holds dibre teira kolashim b'yadam, that the teira sometimes use poetic license. So poetically, yotzo yetze is a little bit more geschmack. It's lashon b'nei yadam. You can't darshan it. So if you could darshan yotzo yetze, because you hold loy dibre teira kolashim b'nei yadam, then anuchinami, you would have this halacha b'mezin nerak b'shoigig minayin palmud loy maram yotzo yetze. This brisa that says b'shoigig, if he leaves b'shoigig, he's goyle, he goes back to galus, but the Goel Adam cannot kill him. That's according to the mandama that holds dibre teira kolashim b'nei yadam. Amar Abaya. Abaya said mistabro kimanda amar dibre teira kolashim. It actually makes more sense. In this case, anyways, to hold like the man that holds dibre teira kolashim bnei yadam. Why? Because if you're going to tell me that if the ritzach b'shoigig leaves galus b'shoigig, that loch is the Goel Adam can kill him. It's going to come out shelo yehesh sofer chomer mitchilasai. How so? Matchilasai when he killed originally. B'mezid, had he done a b'mezid nerak, he'd be killed. B'shoigig, but if he did a b'shoigig goyla, he'd go to galus. So av soifa, doesn't it make sense that b'soifa as well? If he's already in the Miklat, he's already in galus. Now he leaves galus. B'mezid, if he leaves galus, b'mezid nerak, the Goel Adam should be able to kill him. But b'shoigig, if he only leaves b'shoigig, that loch again should be goyla. He should be able to go back to galus. And the Goel Adam should not be able to kill him. One last Gemara, Tani Chadam. One Braisa taught, Av Shaharak, if a father kills somebody, Benoi, or a father kills a son, his other son, Nasa Le Goel Adam, can be the Goel Adam. So who is the Goel Adam? We actually never defined the Goel Adam. The Goel Adam, the Rambam's Lashon is Kalakoidim Liyarsha. So the person that would be next in line for Yerusha, he's the Goel Adam. So let's say a father kills his son. So the father's other son, who's a Yairish in this picture, he would technically be the Goel Adam. The question, however, is a son Can he kill his father? Of course not. Maka avav imay maysiumos. So there was a stira in two brises. One brisa said of shaharek, a father who kills his son. Benoi, the other son is nasaloi goyel adam. Sounds like a happy family. V'tanya yiduch, the other brisa said ain't benoi nasaloi. I'm the goyel adam. I'm the tzech b'shoigik. I'm the right. So ain't nasaloi goyel adam. So could he or could he not? Zok the gemara lema. I'll tell you a geshmak a beer. Ha Rabbi Yosi Aglili. V'ha Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that holds mitzvah biad goyel adam. So if it's a mitzvah, the mitzvah is doicha. So any svara that you might think why a son shouldn't be able to be a goyel adam to kill his father, the mitzvah perhaps would overwhelm that. It would trump. That would take precedence. If you hold it's menit arishos, so then it makes a little bit more sense to say that maybe the son can't do it. But the Gemara says v'tizbara doesn't work because bein lamanda amar mitzvah, bein lamanda amar rishos mishari va'amar rabba bar rafuna b'chein tana to be Rabbi Shmuel. The chol ein ben nasa shliach lavav. A son is not going to be a shliach bezdin to give his father makis, mardis, or malchus deraisa ula kalos, or to put him in chayim chutz mi meses. Shari amr toy leisach v'leisach hazal. We had this together in the Sanhedrin. So a son is never allowed to be a shliach bezdin, not to give malchus, not to inflict any pain on his father, unless his father is a meses. Leisach v'leisach hazal. All bets are off. Even keep it off. Ain't nothing. Then you don't have to worry about it. But what are you going to tell me? Because there's a mitzvah for the goyel adam to kill the ritzach v'shoigik, so now a son could be a goyel adam to kill his father. A shliach bezdin is doing a mitzvah, and still a shliach bezdin can't do anything to his father. So why should the goyel adam be any different? Elulei kasha, you're right. That can't be the answer. The answer must be habe benoi, habe ben benoi. The brisa that says a son cannot be a goyel adam, that's talking about a son. A son. Son cannot be a goyel adam to his father. Even according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, that it's a mitzvah, he can't be a shliach bezdin lakoisei lakalulosei. He wouldn't be able to be a goyel adam either. Either there's a brisa that says that he could. It's not benoi. It's ben benoi. It's his enokel. Why is an enikel different? Zok Rashi, the last words of Rashi before the Mishnah. We've spoken about this Rashi in the past with a lot of raid. Because ben benoi shal reitzeach enoi muzer al kfoidoi. He doesn't have a chiyuv kibarav. And being that he doesn't have a chiyuv kibarav, why shouldn't he be able to do it? A son has to be mechabed his father. So kibarav is going to play a role. Can't be a shlich bezdin. He can't be a goyel adam. Ben benoi doesn't have a chiyuv kibarav. So if he doesn't have a chiyuv kibarav, it's going to be different. Is that true? Ben benoi doesn't have a chiyuv kibarav. There's so much raid to talk about. Spoken about it in the past. The Ein Kan Mekoy Melaharech. Why?
What was that mean? The brother is not the
Rishon. Right. So first of all, I don't know if it's only the Rishon. I said
through the father.
Right. Through Mishmash. All right. So let's. We'll talk about that afterwards. So just a few ha'aris regarding everything that we learned this morning. So number one, we mentioned the first halacha that in actually Nigmar Dinoy Meis Koyin Gadol. So somebody killed B'shoigeg. And during the trial, they appointed a Kohen, the Kohen Gadol died before the Gemara did. And they appointed another Kohen Gadol. And then that Kohen Gadol dies, the Kohen Gadol that was appointed after the Ritzicha, before the Gemara did. So the halacha is, that also was a kiyum in the Yashabad, Moisak Kohen Gadol. When he dies, the Ritzach B'shoigig is going to be left out of Gaulas. And the Gemara says, I don't understand, my Havalei Lameba, like we spoke out at length this morning and yesterday. The whole idea of the Ritzach B'shoigig leaving when the Kohen Gadol dies is all predicated on the fact, that he's complicit, he plays a role. He should have davened in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he should have prevented this thing from happening. But this Kohen Gadol wasn't the Kohen Gadol at the time of the Ritzicha. He became Kohen Gadol during the trial. So if he became Kohen Gadol during the trial, he's not complicit. If he's not complicit, my Havalei Lameba. Zok the Gemara, Hoyolei Levakish Rachamim, She Yigomer Dinei L'schus V'lei B'kish. You know what he should have done? He should have davened that this person should be Yotzer Zakai B'dei. He could have done that. He didn't do that. As a result, he plays a role in this. He plays a role. That's why the halacha is that when he dies, the Ritzach B'shoigig is going to go out. But it's the Gemara, at first glance, is a Tamua Gedayla. Because to the extent that this person is guilty, it was Nigmar Dinoi that he deserves to be sent in Golas. So what should the Kohen Gadol have davened? He should have davened that Bezin should get it wrong? That the Sanhedrin should get it wrong? What kind of tefillah is that? Sanhedrin has an obligation. They have a chiyuv. It's true, v'tzilu ha'eda. But at the same time, u'biyarta rabbi kirbecha, try to find legal loopholes. Try to come up with some sort of etza. But at the same time, daven that the Sanhedrin should allow and they should acquit a murderer, even though technically he deserves to be punished. Why? Because it's not kishmak for this person to have to go to Golis. How does that make any sense? So there's many terutzim that were given to this kasha. We spoke, we learned Masechta Sanhedrin, we spoke at a Mahalach Nifla from the Baal Tshuva Me'ahava, who was the Talmud Mubik of the Nevi Yehuda, Rabbi Leizer Fleckless. He said that we know the halacha is that if you have a Bezen Shachav Gimel, and they're all Paskin in Din and Avashas, and all 23 of the Dayanim said Chayev. So what's the halacha? He's that guy. Why is he that guy? Because you need that one person should be standing in court, and he should be advocating on behalf of this person that is being tried. And if you don't have that one person screaming Zaka, you're never going to come out with a Clarkite. If everybody's knee-jerk reaction, everyone's Muschel Rishon was Chayiv, so it's never going to be Yotza. The sad Zaka never got a fear chance, and therefore the halacha is going to be Zaka. Says, replace the flakless. We know there's many Gemaras in Shas where the Gemara compares Ritzicha B'Shoigik to Ritzicha B'Mezit. The Gemara says, Asir Rosha Rosha, Asir Ritzach Ritzach. It says Ritzach by Ritzach B'Mezit, and it says Ritzach by a Ritzach B'Shoigik. So just like the Ritzach B'Mezit said, Rav Leizer Fleckless, you have this halacha that if all the Dayanim think Chayiv, he would be Zakai L'chura. If all the Dayanim, when they're trying, or Ritzach B'Shoigik, think that he's Chayiv Golos, L'chura, the halacha is going to be that he's going to be Zakai as well. So said, the Tshuva Me'ahava, that's what the Tefillah should have been. You know what the Tefillah should have been? Not say Zakai when really he's Chayiv. The Tefillah should have been everybody should say Chayiv, like he really is Chayiv. But if everybody says Chayiv, he's going to be Zakai. So like this, they got it right. But at the same time, the person was Yotzei Zakai L'din. That was a Tefillah that he could have said. And that's the Taina Hoyoloi, Lehisvakesh Rachamim Shiyagam Redinei L'schus V'loi Bikesh. That's the first R. The second R is that we mentioned before Yoav ben Tzeruya. We mentioned it because the Mishnah and the Gemara talks about it. That Yoav ben Tzeruya's fate is somehow intertwined with the laws of Galus. Because when David HaMelech tells Shlomo, go kill Yoav, Yoav runs and he grabs onto the Karnes HaMizbech. That's his sanctuary somehow. He thinks that it's going to save his life. And the Gemara says he made two mistakes. Abayi said he made three mistakes. But the bottom line is, Yoav is somehow related to the laws of Rimmel. The truth is that there's another halacha where Yoav plays a very big role in properly understanding the laws of Galus. And that is the Rambam. I left the Rambam. But the Rambam in Hilchis Ritzeach says that we know, we're going to talk about this Metzah Shem Sunday, but we know that when somebody kills somebody b'mezid, the Goel Adam is allowed to kill him as well. So I think if you ask the man on the street, when is the Goel Adam allowed to kill somebody? Zeach B'shoik. He's going to your miklat. If he's in your miklat, he's safe. If he leaves, right? So maybe you have a little bit of bekiyas. You know the Gemara we learned this morning. Mitzvah, rishos. Maybe you even can't is one man number. But the bottom line is, it's a ritzech b'shoik. A ritzech b'mezid is not really subject to the laws of Goel Adam, but it's not true. A ritzech b'mezid can be killed by the Goel Adam as well. He could be killed by the Goel Adam as well. In fact, the Rambam says that not only could the Goel Adam kill a ritzech b'mezid, but when somebody kills somebody b'mezid, even if he runs to the Ir Miklat will not protect him. The Ritzeach b'mezid can be killed by the Goel Adam, even if he's physically in the Ir Miklat. The problem is, nobody found the Makar to this Rambam. Not the Magid Mishnah, not the Kesef Mishnah, and at first glance, the Rambam is a big Chiddush, because it's true, you find the idea of Goel Adam. So you want to extend the parish of Goel Adam to the Ritzeach b'mezid. Okay, we're going to talk about that. You will see, there's Makaris for that. But to tell me a halacha that the Ir Miklat doesn't protect the Ritzeach b'mezid in the same way it protects the Ritzeach b'shoigik, mechitesi. How do you know you have a right to do that? So the Margolis, the Yavim, Sech Tesan Ejin, Daf Mentes, and Aleph says, I have a Raya Nifla, and it's from Yoav ben Tzeruya. What's his raya? So David HaMelech goes and he tells his son Shlomo that we have to take care of Yoav. Why do we have to take care of Yoav? Because Yoav killed two Tzivos Yisrael. He killed Avner ben Ner and he killed Amasa ben Yasser. So the Gemara over there in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Tes, goes through the court case when Shlomo HaMelech actually tried Yoav and determined whether or not Yoav is going to be Chayav Misa or not. So it says, Asyu al Yoav. Daine, and they started donning him. Omele, they told him, my time a katla say Avner. Why did you kill Avner? See, he's being tried for killing two people. First one, Avner. Why did you kill Avner? Omele, so he told him, Goyal Adam da asol havoy. Because I was the Goyal Adam of my brother. So what was the story? We went through this in detail when we learned Masechta Sanhedrin. What happened was, Yoav ben Tzeruya was the chief of staff of David HaMelech. Avner ben Ner was the chief of staff of Shaul. David and Shaul, right? There was a lot of drama. Go through Sefer Shmuel. There's a lot of drama between the two. The two camps meet up, and a fight breaks out. And Yoav's brother Asael who was a very talented soldier, has Avner ben Ner cornered. He's about to kill him. And the pasuk says that as Asol was about to kill Avner, Avner turns around and Avner kills Asol. Now Asol was Yoav's brother. When Yoav hears that Avner killed his brother Asol, Yoav goes and Yoav kills Avner. So when Yoav was brought into court, opening arguments, so the first thing that Yoav said was, that what do you mean? I was a Goyal Adam. Avner killed my brother Asol. If he killed my brother, I'm the Goyal Adam, I have a right to kill Avner. So they now turn to Avner's lawyers. How would you like to respond? So Avner says, what do you mean? I killed Asol? Asol was trying to kill me. He was a roidef. I was doing this to save my life. That's why I killed Asol. So he turned it again. Now we turn to the defense. So what are you going to say? See, he said, one second. He was a roidef. It was yochalat zila b'echem eivarev. If you wanted, you didn't have to kill him. You could have killed him b'echem eivarev. So Avner said, no, I couldn't. I had no way of killing him. I had no way of killing him be'echad me'evarav. So they said, how could you say that? When Avner killed Asol, he killed him in such a precise way. It was unbelievable the way he killed him. So you see, it was yochel atzilo me'echad me'evarav. Bottom line is, it was yochel atzilo be'echad me'evarav. Being that it was yochel atzilo be'echad me'evarav, so Avner really had no right to kill Asol. If Avner had no right to kill Asol, so it comes out that Yoav is an appropriate Goyal Hadam of his brother Asol. That's why Yoav killed Avner. So Yoav says, the reason I killed Avner is because I was acting as a Goyal Hadam. So you know what the Gemara says? The Gemara says that they said he is acquitted. And they never killed Yoav for killing Avner. Because he had a right to kill Avner. The reason he had a right to kill him because he was a Goyal Hadam. He was the Goyal Adam of his brother. Avner had killed his brother. And therefore he was a Goyal Adam. Frek the Margolis Hayam. I have a tremendous kasha on this whole story. If you know Nach, if you open up Sefer Shmuel, you know where that story took place? When Yoav kills Avner and Avner kills Asol. It happened in Chevron. We learned the Gemara that Chevron was one of the three Arim Miklat in Eretz Yisrael. If Chevron was an Arim Miklat, what's going on over here? What are you going to tell me? You were the Goyal Adam. Who cares if you were the Goyal Adam? It was in an Arim Miklat. In an Arim Miklat, you can't touch Avner. Say, Zvayt Chayiv Misa. Zokta Margolis Hayam. The Teretz must be because Avner didn't kill Asol B'Shoigig. He killed him B'Mezid. Oh, you killed him amazing. The Arim Miklat doesn't protect you. That's the makar to the Rambam. The Rambam has a makar from none other than Sanhedrin, Memtes, Amar Aleph, and a little bit of Nach. The story takes place in Chevron. I mean that the story takes place in Chevron, which is in Arim Miklat. So why then would he have been off the hook for being a Goyal Adam? The Teretz is the Goyal Adam's allowed to kill a Ritzech, b'mezid, even if he's in the Arim Miklat. That's the second Ha'ara. The third Ha'ara is... The Mishnah said, "Ve'ena yoytzei." The Ritzech b'shoigig stays in Galus, and you don't let him out. Loy le'edus mitzvah, v'loy le'edus mamin, v'loy le'edus nefashas. The Shvus Yaakov, and this truth is printed in Chelak Gimel Simon Kuf Mem Zayin, was sent to Shiloh. There were two edim that were signed on a shtar. And I guess the Levi was trying to do everything he could possibly do to get out of his obligation. So he finds out that one of the edim that signed on the shtar was a Ritzech b'shoigig. So he tied it. If he's a Ritzech b'shoigig, he's a Rasha. If he's a Rasha, then he's Pasul Eidus. So if he's Pasul Eidus, he felt that that was his way of getting out of his obligation. We're going to now make the shtar into a Pasul Eshtar. The Shaila was sent to the Shvus Yaakov. Could a Ritzech b'shoigig be an aid? Or could a Ritzech b'shoigig not be an aid? So I'll read to you some of it inside. He says that the Shaila clearly thought, there wasn't even a question, that a Ritzech b'shoigig can't be an aid. And really, if you look at the Shaila, he had done tshuva, and the question was, does the tshuva help or not? But says the Shvus Yaakov, I don't even know what your muschurishan would be. Why would you even have a havamina that somebody doesn't have a b'shoigig should be posuleidus? If somebody doesn't have a b'mezid, okay, you're posuleidus. But if you're doing a very b'shoigig, at the end of the day, you did a b'shoigig. Now, it's true, you have to go to Galus, you need kapara. But why is a balavera posuleidus? Because it says in the Torah, Al-Tosh is yotcha im rosha. You have to be a Rasha. He says a Ritzech b'shoigig is not a Rasha. You can't call him a Rasha. Zok there. I think maybe The one that sent the Shiloh, this Rav that didn't know what to do with this Shiloh, maybe he was coming from the following Gemara. Listen to the way he tackles the Shiloh from Gemaras that we learned this week. Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Pasach, Pischa, Lahai, Parshasa, Mehacha. Vashaloitzoda, Velikim, Inuliyoda. Kashayoyim, Moshala, Kadmoini. Merishon, Yetze, Resha. What was Merishon, Yetze, Resha? The Makas and Medabi, there were two people, they were in a hotel. One person was on top of the ladder, the other person was on the bottom of the ladder. The one on top of the ladder was had previously killed somebody b'shoygi, but there were no Edom. He falls off the ladder, he kills somebody b'shoygi. This time it's an apundik. This time it happens b'pumbi. People see it, and for that reason, now he's going to be able to go to Golos. But what does the pasuk say? Me rishoyim yetzei resha. So you see that we're referring to the ritzech b'shoygi as a rasha. Oh, you're referring to him as a rasha. Zei gishmak al tosh is yotche im rasha liyaseid chavas. It's for that reason that now he's going to be pasul eidos. But says the shvos yakud ein raya klal. You can't bring any rayas from here. Duhu drash ba'alma. This was Divrei Agada. Ve'in lemeidin halacha mi Divrei Agada. You never learn halacha mi Divrei Agada. So says the Shvos Yaakov, if this is the Gemara you were coming from, we have a little bit of a basis that he's a Rasha, no Raya. He says, not just that, u'lehed yemuchach sham b'shas, I'll bring you a Raya, from the Gemara we learned this week, from the first Perek Masechtas Makis, pink fakert, and that is, the Gemara says, that ahoyreg, the Gemara was discussing Ein Oinshin Min Adin. And Eimazir Min Adin. And the Gemara said, Chayvim Malkius Minayin. And then the Gemara said, Chayvim Golius Minayin. So Chayvim Malkius Minayin, the Gemara said, Asya Rasha Rasha. Chayvim Golius Minayin, Asya Retzeach Retzeach. That's the Gzeir Shavah that we just spoke out from the Truva Me'ahava. Asya Retzeach Retzeach. If the Retzeach B'shoigig is a Rasha, so why don't we say Asya Rasha Rasha by the Retzeach B'shoigig? Just like we said, Asya Rosha Rosha for Chayvi Malkius. Why do we have to come on to Asya Retzeach? Retzeach says the Shvos Yaakov, Vekal Lohovin, it's Poshit, therefore that he's not a Rosha. So if he's not a Rosha, what basis do you have to make him possible this? Bezok to Shvos Yaakov, I'll tell you a third Gemara. Again, that we learned this week. And that's checkmate. And that is the Mishnah we just learned. The Mishnah says, Ve'ina yaitse misham. You don't let him out. Loi le'edus mamin. V'loi le'edus nefashes. V'loi le'edus mitzvah. Edus? I thought he's possible le'edus. It's a first Mishnah that he's kosher le'edus. Because if it was possible le'edus, why is there even a conversation about him leaving le'edus? So Zokdash was yaktiv. It's true, he needs kapara. There's nothing to talk about. But at the same time, to tell me he's a Rasha, you now let us say he's a Rasha. He's not considered a balavera. He's going to be kosher le'edus. That's the third aura. The fourth aura, and we'll end with this, meaning we'll pick up the daf, is a classic Meshech Chachma. We just have to speak out. And that is, the Pasuk said, Afilu Sar Tzavo Yisrael Ki Yoyev Ben Tzeruiah. Even if the Sar Tzavo, like Yoyev Ben Tzeruiah, would be in Golos, Eine Yoytze Misham Va'olam. He would never go free. Interesting Glosha. Even if all Klal Yisrael needs this Retzeach B'shoigig, he remains in Golos. Me'esubcha says it's a Meshech Chachma, and he says it's in Ars Amech as well. The Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu had run away from Mitzrayim. He was running away because Pari wanted to kill him. Because Dasan and Aviram went, and they said that Moshe killed the Mitzri, so now Pari's trying to kill him, so he runs to save his life. Hashem comes to Moshe, and he tells him, Lech Shuv Mitzrayim, you can come back. It's safe. Ki Meisu Kola Anoshim HaMavakshin Has Nafshech. Now Dasan and Aviram didn't die, they weren't going to die until the story of Kairach. Perichelik fame, but they lost their money, they lost their influence. At this point, they're ready. Ordinary, no, you have nothing to worry about. They can't do anything to you anymore. Ki meisu kol anoshem amavakshin es nafshecha. Freik Ramei Simcha. Moshe Rabbeinu needs to hear from Hashem. Ki meisu kol anoshem amavakshin es nafshecha. Until then, he's not going to go back. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do when he went back to Mitzrayim? He let the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe and Shal Yisro. He's the one that is Kol Yisrael Tzrichin Loi. But at the same time. But at the same time, he was not going to go back as long as people were trying to kill him. Says Rav Simcha, what must be the beer? The beer must be because a person is not obligated to put his life in sakana, even if it means to save all of Klal Yisrael. And being that Moshe Rabbeinu ran back to Mitzrayim, he would have put his life at risk, even though it was a Sufik Pekuach Nefashos. Sufik Pekuach Nefashos, says the Meshech Chachma, is Doicha, even Hatzolas Gans Klal Yisrael. Zakr Mei Simcha, then it's Pasha Pshan in our Mishnah. That's the Mishnah. He says, you want to know where Mizeh Yotzal Rabbeinu. He's talking about Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yudan Nasi. Only Rabbi Simcha talks this way. Umizeh Yotzal Rabbeinu B'Mishnah. He says, I have a McCarthy to Mishnah. The Mishnah said a halacha that even if Kol Yisrael tzrichen loy, the Ritzach B'Shoigah doesn't leave. What's the pshat? You know, I'll tell you the pshat. Because if he leaves, the Goyal Adam can kill him. That means he's putting his life into Safik Pekuch Nefashis. You're not obligated to put your life into Safik Pekuch Nefashis, even for that soul of all Kol Yisrael. So we don't have time, but I'll tell you what came to mind. What came to mind was the truth from the Rebbe Yehuda, where he has a machlekes with the Beis Yaakov. Regarding, there was a woman, there was a group of people that were traveling together, and then people came and they wanted to kill them, and this woman gave herself up willingly to be mezana with the Rosh Halistim to save everybody's life. And the Beis Yaakov said that what she did was right. It was an okay thing to do. She's also a baila, but she did the right thing. His right was from Esther. Esther said, Kashravadati, Avadati. She went willingly to Achashverosh. And then Yehuda writes in a tshuva that he vehemently disagrees. It was wrong. Aye, Esther, says Esther was at Solas Kol Klal Yisrael. So you see, there is a chiluk between hatsolas nefashos and being matzal all klai. His lashon is hatsolas kol yisrael mehoydu ve'akush. That's lashon yazav shalaynoydu beYehuda. Over here, you see that's the emphasis of the Mishnah. Afilu sar tzvo yisrael kiyoyev ben tzeruya. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was going to be Moshe and shall all of klai yisrael, that didn't make a difference either way. On that note, we conclude with a technical gemara. Elon, there was a tree. Shuayim betechat chom. It was standing inside the boundaries of the Ir Miklat. But the noif and noita chutz l'tchom. The branches were protruding outside of the boundary. Or was standing outside the boundary. The branches were inside the tchum. So you have a tree, it's at the tchum of Ir Miklat. So the base of the tree is in one place, the branches are somewhere else. And the question is, do we look at the tree as if it's inside, or do we look at the tree as if it's outside? Says the Mishnah, it doesn't matter if the base of the tree was inside and the branches were outside, or the base was outside and the branches were inside. Wherever the branches are, that's where the tree is considered to be. So let's say the branches are outside. The tree is considered outside. So if the Ritzach B'Shoigig is holding on to the base of the tree, the Goyal Adam can kill him. Because the whole tree goes Basar Noif, wherever the branches are. Faith, I'll ask you a black and white stira. Ilan Shu, I made Bifnim, Venoit Alechotz. There was a tree that was standing inside of the walls of Yerushalayim. And it was protruding, the branches were outside of the walls of Yerushalayim. Or the tree was outside of Yerushalayim, and the branches were inside Yerushalayim. Anything that's inside the wall, any part of the tree that's inside the walls of Yerushalayim is treated like inside Yerushalayim. Any part of the tree that's like that's outside of the wall is treated like outside. So what do you see from here? You see that you don't say that the whole tree goes based on where the branches of the tree are, but whatever's inside is inside, whatever's outside is outside. So before we go weiter, this Mishnah is in the laws of Maaser Sheni. Now, why does it matter if you're inside Yerushalayim, outside Yerushalayim? Everyone knows Maaser Sheni has to be eaten inside Yerushalayim. It can't be eaten outside Yerushalayim. So if you're eating on this tree, are you inside or you're outside? It depends. The part that's inside is inside. The part that's outside is outside. But there's another halacha you have to know for this sugya, and that is, what if you want to eat Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim? So what do? You paid it. You transfer the kedusha from the fruit onto money. You could only be poida Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. You can't be poida Maaser Sheni inside Yerushalayim. So really, this is a double-edged sword. You have, am I in Yerushalayim? I could eat it, but I can't be poida. Am I outside of Yerushalayim? I could be poida, but I can't eat it. What's the bottom line? You don't say put the whole tree where the branches are. Whatever's inside is inside. Whatever's outside is outside. So it's a stira. Zakut Gemara Maisari Mikol Karomis. You're asking the stira between the laws of Maaser Sheni and the laws of Ritzach B'Shoigi Maaser B'Chayim Tol Rachmano. Maaser, it matters. What depends on is, are you inside the world? Are you outside the world? Are you Mikol B'Dira Tol Rachmano? There it's Tol and Dira, because the pasuk says that the Ritzach B'Shoigi is going to live in the Ir Miklat. Benoifay Mistale Beikrele Mistale. You can't live on the base of a tree. You can live underneath the branches of the tree. It protects you from the sun. That's a little bit of a dira. So there's a special svarin Golos, that wherever the branches are, that's where the dira is. Zubas or noif. But as it relates to Maaser Sheni, either you're in the walls of Yerushalayim, you're lefnei Hashem alekecha, or you're not inside the walls of Yerushalayim, you're not lefnei Hashem alekecha. Senechanami tastira, it doesn't work. The two halachas are different. In one place, you put the whole tree where the branches are. In the other place, you divide the tree. You bifurcate the tree. The part of the tree that's inside is inside, it's outside. That's like the reason you can have a stira and halacha is two different sugyas. One is a sugya of Golos in Miklat, the other is a sugya of Maaser Sheni. But the Gemara says, Rami Maaser Maaser, have a stira in the laws of Maaser as well. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Yerushalayim holach achra noif, but orei miklat holach achra noif. Checkmate. But Yerushalayim holach achra noif. Regarding Yerushalayim, you put the whole tree where the branches are. Orei miklat as well. I'm Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana, no choice. He said, "Look, look, Tasha, how Rav Yehuda, Rabban. Must be this machlokes, Rav Yehuda and the Rabban. Can you learn to the Brayz? Rav Yehuda says, "B'ma'ara, if you have a cave that's inside Yerushalayim or outside Yerushalayim, And the opening is either inside or outside Yerushalayim. So let's say the cave is inside, the opening is outside. The cave is outside, the opening is inside. So where do you put this ma'ara? So Rabbi Yehuda said, wherever the opening is, that's where the cave is deemed to be. And when it comes to a tree, you go bust with the knife. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda himself said his halacha, even by Meiser. So it's true. It says the Gemara, the Rami Meiser a Meiser, but it's not a kasha. Ha Rabbi Yehuda, ha Rabbanon. The first Brisa that we brought, that when Meiser, you don't go bust a knife, that was the Rabbanon. The second Brisa that says, Yerushalayim holach achra knife, that's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara says, Eimed Hashem alei Rabbi Yehuda gabi Meiser l'chumra. When did Rabbi Yehuda say his halacha? One second, actually, before we go weiter. So it says Rashi, that once we said this, we can go back and answer the original kasha. What was the original kasha? We had a stira between the laws of Meiser and the laws of Ir Miklat. In Ir Miklat, you go bust with a knife. When it comes to Elon, when it comes to Meiser, you just look at whatever part of the tree is inside is treated as being inside. Whatever part of the tree is outside is treated as being outside. So what was the teretz that the Gemara gave? Ari Miklat l'chud and Meiser l'chud. Says the Gemara, but now that we know it's really Machlekes Tanam, maybe there's no chilek between Ari Miklat and Meiser. But rather, our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And that holds even by Meiser you go bust a knife. So here you're going to go bust a knife. Whereas the other Brice is going according to the Rabbanon. But the Gemara says, that piece, I don't know if I agree with. Because Eimei the Shammah Lei Rabbi Yehuda, when did Rabbi Yehuda say his halacha, Gabi Meiser l'chumra, he maybe only said his halacha, that you go bust a knife l'chumra. How so? Ikrei b'chutz v'naifah b'fnim. If the branches were inside, then we'll go l'chumra and say, ki heichi de b'naifah le'matzi parik. Just like you can't be poida the Meiser Sheni inside, because you can only be poida the Meiser Sheni outside Yerushalayim. Be'ikrei nami le'matzi parik. You won't be able to be poida on the base either. Ikrei b'fnim v'naifah b'chutz. If the tree was inside, but the branches were outside, you'll make the same cheshbon. That ki heichi de b'naifah le'matzi yachol. Just like you can't eat on the branches, because the branches are outside. B'loi p'diyah. You won't be able to eat inside without the pedia either. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda goes bust a knife, but the Gemara says maybe he only goes bust a knife l'chumra. Ela gabi ori miklat, but by ori miklat, the Mishnah says hakol halach achra knife, which sounds like bein l'chumra, bein l'kula. So bishloim l'chumra, bishloim ikri b'chutz, v'noifai b'fnim, bishloim if the ikra was b'chutz and the knife was b'fnim, I get the chumra. The chumra meaning just like it's understood that the girl Adam can't kill her etzech when he's on the knife because that's bifnim. Be'ikra namele matzi kotle shouldn't be able to kill him on the ikar either. That's bachutz. Because you're going to go bust a knife l'chumra and you're going to say that even though the ikar is mibachutz, still if the etzech b'shoigig is mibachutz, the girl Adam can't kill him because you're going to go bust a knife l'chumra to say that the girl Adam can kill him. El ikra bifnim v'naifi b'chutz. But if the ikra was bifnim and the knife was b'chutz, kehechi b'naifi matzik katale be'ikra nami matzik katale. Do you want to tell me the same chiddush that if the knife is b'chutz, even though the ikra is bifnim, if the etzech b'shoigig is bifnim, hakol alach achra knife, if you look at it as if he's outside, and now the girl Adam should be able to kill him, ha'gavoy koi, he's inside. We need to see Rabbi Yehuda said that. Meaning, we want to say that when the Mishnah says Hakol Oy L'Chachra Noif, it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds in Meisus Hakol Oy L'Chachra Noif. But says the Gemara, maybe Rabbi Yehuda only goes by Meisus Achra Noif L'Chumra. You always go L'Chumra, bust of the knife. And it's Hakol Oy L'Chachra, it goes both ways L'Chumra. If the knife is inside, you go L'Chumra, that you can't be paid it. And if the knife is outside, you go L'Chumra, that you can't eat it. So Hakol Oy L'Chachra Noif, whether it's inside or outside, there's always a Tzad Achumra. But with the Ir Miklat, the only time there's a Tzad Achumra is if the knife is inside. So that even though the retzech is outside, hakol eilech achra knife, we look at him as if he's inside, the girl Adam can't kill him. But if the knife is outside, and you want to say hakol eilech achra knife, then you're not going l'chumra, you're actually going l'kula. You're saying that even though the retzech b'shoigig is inside, still the girl Adam can kill him. He can kill him because we look at him as if he's outside. Mechetesi, hakol eilech achra knife means both ways. Both ways by ma'isa could be a chumra. You have a chumra that here you can't be poyed, you have a chumra here, you can't eat it. But when it comes to the retzech b'shoigig, it's only a chumra if the knife was outside. But it's not going to be a chumra, it's only a chumra if the knife was inside. But it's not going to be a chumra if the knife is outside. So how does it make sense to say, akoy lo lechachra knife? So the Gemara says two terutzim. Amar Rava, you're right. Be'ikroi dekuli amalei pligi del matzokotale. That's poshit, that if the knife is outside and the ikar is inside, no one's going to say hakol hay l'chachra knife, even Rabbi Yehuda, that you should be able to kill the ritzach b'shoigig if he's inside. If he's outside on the knife, and he can kill him. Everyone's going to read, you could kill him outside. Because according to Manam, it says what's inside is inside, what's outside is outside, you could kill him. And even according to the tzad, over here he's on the knife. The chiddush v'kol eilach ha'neif would say that even what's inside should be treated as outside. But over here, what's outside is outside. So for sure, you would be able to kill him. Ki pligi, what is the machloikis? Why are we saying, why did Rav Kahana say that I have a new teretz now to our Mishnah? You don't have to make a chilik between Maisa and Arimikla, but just say our Mishnah is going according to Rav Yehuda. It sounds like according to Rav Yehuda, there is an idea about kol eilach ha'neif. It always works. L'chayra kol eilach ha'neif only works l'chumra. How does it work l'kula? Ki pligi b'mahavi ikre dargo l'neifai. The question is, where the knife was outside, the base was inside. So that's poshit. That if the Ritzach B'Shogeg is inside, he's by the base, the Goel Adam can't kill him. What Rabbi Yehuda, however, holds is that Koyloi L'Chachra Noife, Havi Ikre Dargol Noife, Umar Savala Yehavi Ikre Dargol Noife. The question is, could the Goel Adam use the Ikre of the tree as a base to go and ambush the Ritzach B'Shogeg to try to kill him? Rabbi Yehuda holds that Koyloi L'Chachra Noife, being that the knife is outside, we look at the tree as if it's outside. So if Azoi Vait, he can use the tree to aid and abet him, to assist him to go ahead and kill the Ritzach B'Shogeg. Can't kill the Ritzach B'Shogeg if he's inside. To that degree, you're not going to say Akol Hoy L'Chachar HaNoif. Because Al-Zen Namar Yehuda only said Akol Hoy L'Chachar HaNoif L'Chumro. But to say Akol Hoy L'Chachar HaNoif enough to allow the Ritzach, the Goel Adam, to use the base, even though it's inside, as an assistant to go ahead and kill the Ritzach B'Shogeg, that he's allowed to do. The Manama that says you don't say Akol Hoy L'Chachar HaNoif, it holds, you're not allowed to do that either. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi said a different there, it's my Achar HaNoif, Ach Achar HaNoif. It doesn't mean you always go bust a knife. Sure, you don't always go bust a knife, because you always go bust a knife L'Chumra. What he was trying to say was, is that L'Chumra, you could go bust a knife. Get it? Meaning, usually you would think what's inside is what outside is outside. Kamash Malon, that is an idea of Akol Hoy L'Chachar HaNoif L'Chumra. So if the base of the tree is outside, and the knife is inside, and the Ritzach B'Shogeg is on the base of the tree, Hakol Hoylech, you'll go even Achar HaNoif. In this case, you'll look at the whole tree as if it's inside to save this person's life. So it's true, you don't just say blanket statement, Hakol Hoylech Achar HaNoif, but rather Hakol Hoylech Af Achar HaNoif.